Well, the witch, she stand with her limbs akimbo, silhouettes of statues up in the window. Call me to come here with a crooked crescendo, but I don't. Devotee is dancing among the pantomimes on the promenade into a tabernacle on the lawn, but I don't follow because she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. Mine. Yeah, she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. Oh, yeah. Midnight moved across the people's park, and I fled the fire like a spinning spark up onto a porch in the dark, and she was waiting right there for me. She knows that my hands are empty as I go past. The mother's but I don't have to fumble in the dark for my keys. I believe she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. All mine. Yeah, she's mine. Around the pole, being made of cards and waited for their leader's words, but his words didn't make much sense. His mouth is spat out of his daggers, and his tongue is squirreled in the sun is swaggering. I looked at all the people gathered, but they were all in a trance, and she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. All mine. She's mine, she's mine, she's mine. I was thrown before the court of Cain's, tossed my soul to the furnace flames where all my heroes have been slain, exiled or put in prison. Because they rose above the mess, and because their power posed a threat, because they spoke of something else when everybody else didn't. The music fills the space between the deities and the prophecies of our bodies pessimously silent in the sand. And she looks at me so fearlessly, and I take it all too seriously, but it all becomes so clear to me, and it makes me understand. She's mine. She's mine. She's mine. All mine. Yeah, she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. I will ever, ever, ever. Yeah, she's mine. All mine. She's mine. You know that she's mine. Oh, she's all mine. Oh, come on, girl. Mama. Well, I did a horrible thing today. Not drugs. No, I didn't come to your wonderful town to do drugs. I came to play music. I don't do drugs. I did a horrible thing to someone I love. Normally, I'm a peaceful man. I don't like violence. I think when you are violent against somebody else, you're holding the rest of the world in contempt of your violence. It spreads all over. You're putting out negative energy for the rest of the world. That's what I believe. It's a chain reaction. If you're being violent to someone else, you're being violent to everyone. But today, I was backstage, and that man right there came at me pretending to kick and punch me with his boots on. Look at his boots. He came at me with his limbs flailing about. And I had my passport in my back pocket, and I pulled it out, and I karate chopped him in the face with it. And it hit him on the lip. And then his lip got really big. So for the past hour, he's been in the bathroom with ice on it. Luckily, I'm not very strong. If I was strong, you'd be hurt. Did it hurt? It stung. It tickled. I wasn't born to be a fighter. I'm not very good at it. So, that's what I did today. So apparently it all comes back to the water. Okay, you ready? Don't be afraid of a fat lip. Do not, darling, do not fear a fat lip.